Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestrino back with you for some special coverage. This is going to be a lot of fun because we are going to be talking about a brand new show, not necessarily a reality show, more of a game show, which, as many of you know, was my first love. We're going to talk about the Celebrity Dating Game, which premiered on ABC on a Monday night, hosted by Zooey Deschanel, star of the acclaimed sitcom New Girl. And here with us to talk about Zooey Deschanel's newest hosting gig are the co-hosts of the preeminent New Girl Recap podcast. That would be Ali Lasher and Akiva Winokur. Ali and Akiva, how's it going? How's it rolling?
Wow. Preeminent. That would imply that I think we're first when you search on Apple Podcasts, but reality, we're like fourth if you search New Girl.
Does that mean?
No, we don't even show up when you search New Girl because I think, you know, New and Girl appear in a lot of podcasts, but we're, I think, number four in Old Guy if you search Old Guy.
Yes, New Girl, Old Guy. Ali is not the New Girl. Akiva is the Old Guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is confusing.
The titular honestly. Old Guy. Yes. I mean, you know, we clarify every single week, mm-hmm. so...
Yes.
Listen, we're just two kids in our 30s, similar age, mm-hmm. podcasting week after week about a beloved show, just like Rob and I once were.
Yes.
We're living parallel lives, really, when you think about it. I mean, it's the similarities are unbelievable.
Well, I was chuffed to bits when I heard that you two wanted to come on and talk about the Celebrity Dating Game with Zooey Deschanel. Of course, it is a reboot. I didn't even realize this. I was like, oh, Celebrity Dating Game. Okay, that sounds interesting. I did not realize that it was going to be a straight up reboot of the 1960s dating game.
Yeah, they revamped almost nothing,
right.
Except the addition of a musical. I don't remember. I don't think a musical
no.
clue that said who the celebrity is was a part of the original.
Yeah.
Original.
Michael Bolton effort. Is there for some reason. And Akiva, I actually was excited. I said, OK, let me see about this, because I've talked about how I really enjoy Name That Tune, which is Jane Krakowski and then Randy Jackson. And then they sort of like banter with each other. And I thought, OK, maybe it's a similar sort of vibe.
And I haven't seen that show. Is it a similar vibe?
No, because Michael Bolton is not really as into it as Randy Jackson is. And I feel like that I got the sense that Zooey Deschanel doesn't want to be there.
Ooh.
As someone who often gets told that when I do podcasts with you, Rob, and Akiva, I didn't get that feeling. I also thought Michael Bolton had some of the lines of the night. But it was very scripted banter in a way that, like, give me scripted banter, but you're a great actress and a professional musician, like, make it seem a little bit real. My thing I'm walking away from is less so they didn't want to be there and more, do they know what the show is?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm, like, not quite sure. Like, I thought they were properly making fun of it. Like, Zooey was properly sort of making fun of it. But then it would skew a little too serious. Like,
yeah.
it has to sort of pick, is it a spoof or is it like, let's help this bachelorette has-been find love?
Well, here's my big question about this whole thing. Are celebrities really going on dates with these normies?
Well, who's paying?
I don't know, but...
That's a great question from Nicole Byer.
Okay, yeah. Is this actually going to happen? And like, this feels like it's just like a bit. I can't imagine Nicole Byer is going to go out and have a dinner with this guy that she met on the show.
Yeah, there are a lot of shows like this, and after someone picks, like if it was Next or one of those old MTV shows that Once Upon a Time we talked about, they would usually show like a clip if someone picked somebody like, hey, here's, you know, here's them on a date. Even if it's staged, even if it's scripted, like show them at a second location doing something in both episodes. And we should add, these are two completely that we watch an hour of the show, but it's two completely separate episodes with, you know, closing credits and the theme song playing again at 10:30. Like, I don't know if they're burning them off like and they thought it would be once a week for mm-hmm. a half hour and they're putting in an hour. But there was no reference to the celebrity who chooses between three normies, as you said, which is really Mactors, we call them the survivor, right?
They're yeah, normies is generous.
Yeah, all trying to make it in Hollywood.
Sure.
I went to all their Instagrams like, it's my second IMDb credit. It was a lot more of that. But no reference them going on a date, no pretending like they were dating. In one of the episodes, the show ends where she like almost forgets to A, introduce who the celebrity is to the guy.
Yeah.
And B, like they don't interact. They don't even hug. Like there needs to for
COVID protocols.
Show, yeah, if this show, maybe that's what it is. If this show was like the greatest show ever or like the ratings were great, like they still need to, there needs to be a catch. Like, why do we care who she picks if we don't have any follow up?
Yeah, I mean, I think like on even like Love Connection, like some of the older GSN, like not the shows I would watch on GSN would also say like the winner is going to go to this Italian restaurant, like sponsored by this. None of even as you're saying, Akiva, no allusion to a date. I want to see celebrity eliminate. Like, I want to see Nicole Byer with these three dudes at a restaurant and she's got to like eliminate one and one and one, or like they're all in a hot tub. Mm-hmm. And like, what else? What I forget now the name of that show. But I think I'm less interested in what would be the fake sort of Raya style banter going on live. And instead, I want to see them actually out on the town.
Yeah, I think that's a good point.
What if it was three celebrities, Rob?
Three. Like, that would.
What normie with three celebrities?
That would be interesting. Yeah, I wonder if this is sort of like built off of the idea of Araya, like a dating app where people get the chance to, date celebrities. Because I feel like that is probably one of the more interesting parts about this concept of, okay, a celebrity is going to go on a date with somebody who's not a celebrity. It's like, I got to date somebody, so I'm going to give this a try. But they don't really even explore that.
No, and I want to do like preface this, and I know like no show we talk about really is meant to be podcasted, but this show is certainly not meant to be consumed by people who are then going to podcast about it. Because it's like, if we're asking the question, does anyone want to watch this? Like, I've already told people no, but if this just like flowed on after The Bachelorette, would I like watch it while I'm like paying my taxes? Like, probably.
But you'd pay a lot of attention to the taxes.
Yeah, I guess they could make the taxes. That should be the commercial for TurboTax. Like, hey, compared to watching the celebrity dating game, doing your taxes isn't that bad.
It would really be like, if there was a celebrity I loved, I think I would check it out again.
Who would that be, Akiva? Who would you have to see on there?
Bill Simmons. It was Bill Simmons. He gets divorced, and now he's got three normies. It would be funny if it's like, yeah, like very... I think we could... I do think, and we can do this now, like, we could fix this show. I think it's fixable, because I think, like, they got a pretty decent level of guests. Well, there was two pretty... The guests were pretty solid in both of these episodes. I also think like they probably filmed 12 of these or 10 of these, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're probably starting with their two best ones. It didn't feel like this was the first one they filmed. You know,
I don't agree that they had two great guests. I think so. I'm really interested in talking about who should be on, who's on, and who's going to be on. And, you know, Akiva and I on NGOG drafted our predictions. Akiva hit it right on the head and pick Nicole Byer, who was on, and then Hannah Brown was the other person on. I think the episode with Nicole worked a lot better than the one with Hannah, because I think this relies on a comedian or a true professional entertainer on the other end of it. And she was way funnier interacting with the guys, whereas Hannah's like more like trying to date and still picks the worst person, but it wasn't as funny to me.
Right. Hannah Brown was leading off just to have like the like tie in to bring in the Bachelorette audience that came on after the Bachelor episode. But yeah, certainly, you know, not a personality that, and again, all due respect to the great Hannah Brown, but not a like, trained comedian.
They're also relying on the three guests who are six men in this episode. The future episodes, there's a little more diversity in terms of like there's guys dating guys, and there'll be male celebrities. But this was just two female celebrities dating men, and they rely. So the six men that we watched, they're fully relying on them essentially to do improv and come up with like one funny one-liners on the spot.
Yeah,
and most of them, I mean, in every probably a lot of them do stand-up comedy, you know, for free on the weekends, but they're not comedians. And a lot of the lines were just completely wild.
Yeah.
It's like Rob casting a podcast. Like he's relying on six randoms to come through, and it's like, hit or miss.
Mm-hmm. It could be hit or miss. anybody that tries to earnestly answer a question on this show is a fool.
Yes.
See, the poet, and we'll talk about these guys, but to me, the poet on Nicole's was like my favorite guy because he was answering in such serious ways, but also giving no answer. And I think it was serious to him. But it just teed up Nicole so well. So I almost don't think you need funny guys if you have someone who can roast the crap out of them on the other end of the wall.
Yeah. Allie, are you a fan of this format of the dating game?
I'm not a fan of anything. I mean, this didn't work. There was no progression, right? The way it's teed up is there are three rounds. The first two rounds are indistinguishable from each other.
Yeah.
There are a ton of questions. They ask who you think the celebrity is 8 different times.
So many times.
There's no distinction. And then the last round is like an extra question, I guess. And they ask totally out of order, bachelor number two. And I'm sure that's because like the questions are being edited out, of course. But it's like bachelor number two, I'm skipping number one, number three. And I just think they really should have updated it where, okay, the first round can be these stupid questions. The second round's got to be, I don't know, you go behind a shadow box, like what show is that? And then you like do something. Like,
yeah.
The fact that maybe they're moonwalking.
An elimination maybe at some point.
Love an elimination.
Mm-hmm. I just wonder if I feel like that they're trying to like bring like, oh, the Masked Singer is hot and people are guessing who the celebrities are. And I think that they like of like people like, OK, guess who they are. And it's like, of course, that like the Masked Singer, they're like Taylor Swift, Michelle Obama, Madonna. Right.
The guesses will always be people who are more famous than the people on the show.
Right. But we know who it is. So it's almost like that.
Yeah.
Should the celebrity be masked a la like the Masked Singer or like in silhouette?
Well, what's crazy is like they pick these two women have extremely recognizable voices. Like if you've ever heard of Hannah Brown or Nicole Byer, you will know them by hearing their voice. And then Michael Bolton sings a musical Clue where it's literally she's the bachelorette who got dumped by Jed. Like it's literally just like this is Nicole is the person I nailed it. Because you are the wind beneath my nailed it wings. But one thing that's interesting, right, and Kitty loves, go ahead.
Yeah, gonna say, the Michael Bolton songs are literally like a Will from America theme song of like, here is exactly who the person is.
Here's their complete IMDb page,
the name of all three of their podcasts. I honestly like the Michael Bolton stuff. I think that was one of the highlights.
Sure.
Well, oh, of course. Or we'd have nothing to talk about if that wasn't ridiculous, but. Akiva loves talking about money as someone who has plenty of it, Akiva.
Oh my God.
And he loves talking about levels of fame. And we often get into fights on NGOG about who's more famous than this person or this person, this guest or that.
Allie, you have to say he's so tapped in with this stuff that I mean that he's always just like completely on the money. Like he just like really has like a good sense of all this stuff.
Do you know that he killed Rob Reiner on NGOG?
Yes.
He killed off Rob Reiner. That got a lot of upset people.
Mm-hmm. I do have my finger on the pulse of this stuff. I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Other than like the TikTok, YouTube people.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, the whole point is I want to talk about our friend Zooey, who Kiva and I call Zooey. We understand that it's Zoe. Don't write it. Don't add us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like all of the guests have to be less famous than the host, right? For this to work. But I almost think if you look at the lineup, it's a little bit on the line. Like I always wonder, like it's Masked Singer's a great comp with like the host and the judging panel. I'm like questioning whether, I mean, Nicole Byer's the new hotness. She's not more famous than Zooey, but she's definitely like hotter now.
True. Why is Zooey Deschanel doing this? That, I mean, she's coming off of a series where she is the lead of like Jane Krakowski, like has never been like the lead of like a sitcom that I feel like, okay, her hosting a game show, like that makes sense. But Zooey Deschanel, like this feels like a step backwards for her.
I mean, like Alec Baldwin hosts the like, that's what this reminds me of is like all the revamping of like those kind of shows. But yeah, I mean,
Alec Baldwin has like 9 kids though.
Yeah, well, and 300 podcasts. Mm-hmm. But I think New Girl ended quite a while ago. I mean, not that we should really be speaking to that because we're just rediscovering it now. But I don't know. I don't know what she's been doing. Yeah. And in COVID, I think.
TV or movies.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a little sleuthing because Nicole Byer had a cast on her foot, if you noticed that while mm-hmm. she was on. And then I looked on Twitter and people in December of 2020 were, I guess she talked on her podcast about hurting her foot. So to me, if you're getting this opportunity in COVID when movies and stuff are shut down, mm-hmm. yeah, I could show up in a heart shaped dress and yeah. make some jokes with Michael Bolton.
Zooey's last three credits are Trolls Holiday, Trolls World Tour, and Trolls. So she literally hasn't worked in 7 years. Now, I'm sure she's got all that Property Brothers money now, right?
Yeah.
But I think this is such an easy job. It doesn't really lower her status. Even if she is, it is slightly below her. It's not it's going to cost her roles or anything. I don't think she's bad at it. I think she could grow into it. I think the show is more of an issue than the host. I think her and Michael Bolton will eventually have good chemistry if the show lasts. The show did get decent ratings. It wasn't mm-hmm. DOA like I thought it might be. But you know what I wrote down? It felt like it was a game show that you and I would do, Rob. It was a podcast where they were figuring out the rules as they go. In one of the episodes, she sort of forgot to do the big reveal as the show ended. Mm-hmm. It was very an unedited podcast. It's the idea that they had no segments and they're just relying on the celebrity to just ask questions for 17 minutes of just asking questions
yeah.
with no game, no elimination. It's crazy they got past one of these and didn't completely change the rules.
Well, that's what this should really be. It should be a half hour with two celebs. It should be 15 minutes apiece, not 30 minutes, one celeb, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, it did drag a little bit.
And not in a good way.
not in a good way.
Because by the 20th question, you get it. You also sort of know who they're going to pick, or at mm-hmm. least definitely know who they're not going to pick.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of suspense, and there are zero stakes. Who cares which anonymous person she picks if they're not going to date? There's no stakes.
Can I just ask a question about the ABC network? Mm-hmm. what is going on Please. There that the entire programming slate is basically they've turned into the game show network? It's just mm-hmm. a celebrity hosting every single version of a game show. Nobody was clamoring for the dating game.
A Renap Redditor.
In fact, it was an inferior product to the Newlywed Game, which is much more interesting than the dating game. So, is there a game show that they haven't rebooted yet on ABC?
If you think about it, though, if you're a celebrity, you're a celebrity adjacent. You're pseudo-celeb.
Who is?
You.
Sure. Let's go with that. Wednesday night on ABC, check out Press Your Luck, The $100,000 Pyramid, and Card Sharks.
But if I'm pitching you, Rob, on a show, this has to be the easiest yes for a single celebrity in that mm-hmm. you don't have to do trivia sure. or even match game. You don't have to be clever
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to divulge anything personal about yourself. It's literally just I'm going to come on. I'm going to be likable. And then Michael Bolton's going to sing all sure. of my plugs.
I totally get why celebrities yeah. are willing to sit there and, pick a suitor for a pretend date. I'm just saying that what has gone on at ABC.
Well, we're sheep. We'll watch anything.
Their whole network is all game shows.
Yeah. I think they gave up. I think Modern Family ended.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They haven't had a hit since
it's all Celebrity Family Feud, To Tell the Truth, The Chase, The Hustler, mm-hmm. Holy Moly. It's the Bachelorette. I think they've got one night of sitcoms and then game shows.
Game shows are to ABC as old person crime dramas are to CBS. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they need a Chicago type thing or a Dick Wolf thing. They don't really have that.
Yeah,
I think they're doing.
Well, that's
great.
Why they got to rebuild. They got to reboot Lost. Really. Yeah, that's really what we're.
And do they have Grey's Anatomy on one night too?
They do. They do still have Grey's Anatomy. My wife watches it. It's her favorite.
I mean, what's happened over there?
They're still resting on the 1 year yeah. they had Lost.
That's Tuesday night, I think, is the night that they have sitcoms on, and the rest of it's all game shows and The Bachelor.
They're very.
I like their sitcoms though.
And Dancing with the Stars, whenever that is.
This oh, yeah, the disrespect true. Happening here is like outrageous.
What do you like on ABC?
I like the Goldbergs. I like Black-ish.
Is Goldberg still on?
Yeah.
It is?
Great season. And Jeff and Erica broke up. It was really stressful.
The Goldbergs had a great season?
The Goldbergs is a great show.
You're lying. Goldbergs has been off the air for like 4 years, right?
Judy Lash is talking right here.
No, my mom likes The Neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
Not anymore so much.
What year is it on the Goldbergs? 1998?
I think. Yeah, we've moved. Goldbergs has reached present day.
How do they not, in this show, how do they not have, like, the guys in this episode, the guys, like, the normies, ask the celebrity a question?
Hold on. How many episodes do you think the Goldbergs is on?
I mean, I feel like that Nicole used to watch episodes. It, like, 6 years ago.
My wife, too.
It's got to be, what, like, 170 episodes in?
185 and still and counting.
More than Seinfeld.
What?
When are we doing the Goldbergs? 5 years from now, can I count on you guys?
I wouldn't even do like a one-off.
We are doing a one-off. We are do you know that we have become the Jewish authority to several people internationally based on doing a GOG rub? Mm-hmm.
What do you mean the Jewish authority? Like you'll answer
talk about being Jewish a lot, and a lot of people have written to us and been like, you know, I get a little Jewish education while I'm here. Yeah. I don't know about this. And it's scary for the future of Judaism that Akiva and I are the representatives.
I hardly ever mention them Jewish, so I'm surprised they're saying and the Goldbergs are Jewish. Is that what you're saying? Because I've never seen the show.
It's about a Jewish family in the 80s. And they have, I have to say, they have the best episode about going to a restaurant with a Jewish family.
Mm-hmm.
It is... I'm not going to like do the bit. Please Google it and send it to your Jewish mothers. It is so
How old
true.
Is the kid on the Goldbergs? He's got to be like 20 now, right?
It's very modern.
Did he go to college?
Where they grow up, like he's fully gone through puberty.
Let's
on the
see
show.
A cast photo.
The oldest, the two older kids have gone to college together and locally.
Yeah.
And the youngest is like a senior in high school now.
Mm hmm. And they still have ideas. God bless them. And the Goldbergs.
I mean, you know, the grandfather just died. And
yes.
George Segal. So how do you pronounce his last name? Is that right?
Yeah. That sounds right.
Okay. And, you know, they're not going to replace him. So that's going to be a very emotional situation for me.
Okay. You know, they don't look that different from when they were younger. They could have gone either way. The kid could have gone totally like the Modern Family kid didn't even look like the same guy.
Yeah, no. And I think they age him down.
And he's like, on this, right? He's going to be dating somebody.
A
segue
in my
back.
Draft, I took the middle son, Troy Gentile, from the Goldbergs.
Yeah.
And I was right there. Because also I think the son from Black-ish is also going to be on. So
How many episodes is the show doing? The show's getting canceled in 3 weeks.
But you said it did great in the ratings. You love
it
ratings.
The first episode, I think it's like you can tell by the second episode. It did do well, and I'm sure it's already made, so it's free to put on the air. But I don't know. I'm pretty lenient with this stuff, and I could not watch this again.
Yeah,
unless they switch the format. Like I'd be willing to watch if they switch the format.
They're not switching the wait. I'm sorry. Akiva just said I'd be willing to watch if they made it a completely different show.
No, like if they if they tinkered with it, like you had, you know, hey, we're going to start showing the celebrity. By the way, Hannah Brown, one of the two celebrities, has 2.6 million followers on Instagram. That this show earned them for their first episode, zero Instagram posts and zero tweets from Hannah Brown or Nicole Byer about being on this show.
Oh, well, they didn't even mention it.
You need to give the pre-airing followers number. Maybe they got a bump from the celebrity dating.
Wait, what is Hannah Brown doing besides a celebrity dating show?
Probably Instagram ads. Like a lot of the
winner of Dancing with the Stars is one of your main credits. Is like
she
you know
won
me
Dancing from, with the Stars?
They said it 60 times. Didn't you listen to Michael Bolton's song?
I didn't hear that she won it.
Yeah.
All right, you two Xers watching the show. They not her Chiron was Bachelorette and Dancing with the Stars as like a legitimate credit. And then she's like, I won a dancing competition. Show me your best moves. And then in the song, it was like, she won Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I missed that too, Akiva. I got to be honest.
I mean, that is wild. She must be like now.
That's
I'm
why I'm here.
She's probably like a She's a winner, Hannah Brown.
Yeah. Oh, you think that the show that she won from being on a show with a bajillion billion viewers on the same network as Dancing with the Stars is impressive?
Oh, so you're saying the fix was in? The fix
it's
was
not
in
a fix, but you know, it's like.
Yeah, people got to call in. Yeah.
Who's more likely to get votes?
She had home field advantage.
Or like, yeah, exactly.
Has anybody from the Goldbergs ever been on Dancing with the Stars? That's the same network.
That is interesting. I'm not a big Dancing with the Stars gal, despite I just play one on this podcast.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you think Garland is too big for Dancing with the Stars?
Like, what are you saying? He's heavy set?
No, like he's too famous.
Oh.
He's too famous.
Okay. Jeff Garland is not too famous for Dancing with the Stars.
He's probably too rich for Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why, Akiva, you're tapped in. How famous is Jeff Garland? Where do you have him in the Hollywood Hot 100?
He's not in the Hot 100. He's like 432 overall.
Depends. Is Curb airing or not?
Yeah, if Curb is on, he's doing the rounds because Larry doesn't do promo.
Mm-hmm.
He's on Fallon. He's on the shows. He's getting out there. Right now, he's just hanging out while the show gets ready.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm impressed by this Hannah Brown, but it is funny that they don't make the. I'm on her Instagram.
Stock just plummeted. She just lost a million Instagram followers.
By the way, we buried like one of the leads with Hannah. She has like a boyfriend now that she posts already on Instagram. Like that's how old the show is. How long ago it was filmed?
Mm-hmm. It really wasn't that long ago. It was like night. It was like five, six.
And it's not the guy she picked on the show.
No. In fact, if you told me she followed him, my head would explode.
Yeah. Okay. So Hannah Brown, she's with these three guys, and that I thought that the guy that she picked had to have been a plant. Is that crazy talk?
He was the most Jed adjacent guy. So like we've learned that Hannah's learned nothing from her failure on The Bachelorette. He did sort of look the most like the guy she picked who betrayed her. But yeah, like I honestly think both women pick the worst guy on the panel.
Like the other two guys, especially with Hannah, seemed like that they were very ill prepared for the task at hand. And then the third guy seemed like that he was like totally ready for the exercise.
Rob, we have very different tastes. I thought Vishal was like the number one guy you pick. He was the one keeping that segment afloat because Hannah wasn't funny. He was at least sort of funny.
I thought he was trying very hard. I agree. I would probably date him of the three. He definitely like Jake has such a low floor.
Bachelor
I would date
number two.
Yeah. But
I would date bachelor number three.
Well, all Vishal's, like terrible
you
men.
Like the bad boy.
I like a bad boy.
Bad boy hot.
Yeah, he's bad boy hot.
He could probably support you. Vishal, like I agree, is probably a good guy. Also has a real job, software engineer. But they said he's a stand-up comedian on weekends and he like had 30 jokes not land. He was trying so hard.
Yeah.
I mean, the first guy was useless.
The first guy seemed like that he was like.
Did you see the first guy's armpit
out of
sweat?
The audience.
Oh my god! Did I
first
see?
Guy had
do I have
so
eyes?
Much armpit sweat. I like. How did they not make him change during the show? Is this like a low budget show? It was crazy. If I'm noticing, it's bad.
Do you know when a person like almost looks like a celebrity, but they're 30 times worse looking, and you don't know what exactly is different?
Yeah,
he reminds me of Thad from Blue Mountain State. Is that a reference landing? Please Google this.
No one knows who that is.
Okay. Evan Fonce looks like
Thad Wienicker.
And then he's out here like.
That's a good name.
Oh, he's like the like anchovy from SpongeBob laughing hysterically at every single answer. It was so cringe. And maybe that's why Vishal's jokes at least landed slightly compared to Evan Fonce.
Mm-hmm.
The model and actor.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
Good luck to him in his career.
He says, we'll do arts and crafts. Vishal says, like, that sounds like innuendo, which it truly was not.
Yeah, the arts and crafts does not sound like any innuendo at all.
If that is innuendo, then you could just make everything innuendo.
Mm-hmm. The question that was asked was, Hannah Brown asked, name a fun romantic activity we could do at home. And the first guy answered, arts and crafts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait,
Kill
I'm
me.
Sorry. I've taken myself on a journey here. So I'm pretty sure Thad Castle from Blue Mountain State is played by a guy who has a cameo on New Girl as a guy with a micropenis. Keith, have we talked about that episode yet?
I don't think so.
great teaser then.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the odds that I pull out? That was not even plant. That was not mm-hmm. me being planted. Mm-hmm. But anyway, trust me, he looks like this guy. Yeah, no, I mean, the arts and crafts, I thought Vishal, like, I did like, if I'm going to keep something while you tinker with it, Akiva, I think we should keep that the guys sort of interact with each other and like make
that was fine
each mm-hmm. other a little bit. So I liked at least that Vishal referenced that.
They were like referencing things. You could tell they were bonding. That worked. It's also like it's staged very awkwardly. Like if you're just going to listen, let's not watch the show. Zooey can see the celebrity and them. They yeah. can't, but they're also like 5 feet away to the point where like I barely believe that they didn't see her like backstage or something. And it doesn't matter. Like you could guess right away, like, oh, my God, that's, you know, Katie Couric. And it would have no impact on the show. Couric. They just keep going. Is she married? Is she not available for this, Katie Couric?
Mm-hmm.
They just keep going.
Yeah. I believe she's available.
One of the questions that yeah. I thought mm-hmm. really stayed with me.
True
Would
size?
You rather live in a town where everyone breaks into musicals, so musical town, mm-hmm. or live in a town where kung fu fights always break out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is anyone on earth going to say kung fu fights except for like the world's best kung fu fighter?
Yeah, like, that seemed like a musical. Weird question.
We get my ass kicked constantly.
And we you know, that when we had watched High School Musical, that I had asked about how, like, when musical numbers happened, is everybody aware of like what's happening in the song? Like afterwards, like, what does everybody think just happened? That, you know, some people said that was a crazy question, but I think it's an interesting one. In terms of kung fu fights, I feel like that's just one person just beats everybody to a pulp.
Yeah, I mean, I don't sing, though. To me, karaoke is not a lifestyle. What does Vishal say?
Do you fight?
Do you think I fight?
Every day? Like, you're just going to walk down the street and people are going to be kung fu fighting?
You could be the person that beats everybody up.
That song is going to be
playing
anyway.
There are passersby. In a musical, there are passersby. There's ensemble. I don't have to be the lead.
So you're not the main character of the world? Like, you're just like a person who witnesses these kung fu?
I'm definitely not a main character. But that's like there's like a whole thing about that. Like, are you the main character? Or are you
So now the song everybody's kung fu fighting is going to be playing the whole time everyone's kung
Only
fu fighting.
Only if you picked Live in a World with Musical.
No, it's still going to be a musical. Who's picking this? I want to see the questions we didn't see because they must have asked them each like 40 questions and we only got like the top 10 highlights or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's some that like you have to ask a question that has like a potentially funny answer. You know, we've learned that playing game shows on the show, like they get so deep into
Akiva,
like, what kind of
yeah. What would your question be to ask the three eligible bachelorettes?
Well, I know it wouldn't be like about a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and like go back four times to figure out how Evan is going to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Every single one of Hannah's follow-ups was tragic. Like, she asked the least funny possible. Like, he's like, I'm a master PB&J. Oh, yeah. What do you put in it?
Yeah,
I put it in the toaster. Leave me alone. Like, let him at least try.
Mm-hmm.
I think my question would be, who's the craziest member of your family and why are they crazy?
Well, how is that a suggestive question?
How dare you?
It's not suggestive. I just would want to, like, I think you'd learn a lot about the person from how they answer that question.
Honestly, scrub any dating app for, like, the opening line questions and that's like really what the questions would be like if you're ordering appetizers for the table, like, what are you ordering?
If I was an app on your phone, what app would I be?
If let's pretend we're at the bar, what would you come up and say? What's your opening line?
You're asking me or Rob?
If I was a network television show, what would my ratings be?
How much money do you think I'd be
very good in the 80 to 49? Yeah.
If I was a middle reliever, what would my war be?
Yeah. One of my comedy idols, Harris Whittles, famously had in his Tinder bio or whatever, before he passed away, he wrote, I make plenty of money, I'll buy you a couch. And when asked why, he said, because girls love couches. So I think that's something along those lines. Maybe you can't do a couch, but like, I don't know.
Is that why your bio was plenty of money for a while?
No, it's because people said that it's because I once accidentally said I have plenty of money.
No, I understand. But and then I And then what? You had like a job interview, and I was like, you should probably take plenty of money out of your bio.
Oh, yeah. That's not there anymore. Why, Allie, what would your question? What would your punch up question be?
I really just like that you said one of my comedy idols would suggest that you're a comedian of sorts.
No, I mean, you could have a movie idol.
It's usually like my favorite comedian, not my comedy. Yeah. No, I like it. I like it. I like the confidence. No, I just gave like a, you know, Rob and I just did a bit asking questions.
Do you think, Allie, that there are writers on the show that work with them on punching up their questions? Because some of the questions were kind of lame.
Those are not their questions. They're reading completely off a card.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There were four or five writers credited at the end of the show. Yeah. So, yes.
Akiva's questions would be, how much money do you make? Do you know how to tie shoes?
How many Twitter followers do you have?
Yes, that's a good one.
Can you teach me how to use a microwave?
Nobody use a microwave.
So
I just broke what I hear.
One of the questions was about being a genie in a bottle, and Bachelor number one gave some insane answer about the genie being a real girl. Is this like a question about she's like, if I was a genie in a bottle, he just kept saying that if the genie would be a real girl.
Yeah, I that was a swing and a miss from our boy Vishal.
That was Vishal.
Yeah, well, I wasn't gonna get crazy with his one and two, but Vishal, you know what he wanted to say was, I'd wish that I could be dating you, but instead he went, I wish that you as the genie became the real you. And then I went on one date with you. And then my third wish would be to do that every single day. And it's very funny to say, I kind of think they missed the moment where he's like, I'd like to take you out on a romantic date every day. And she's like, oh, you want to go on a romantic bachelorette level date every day? And rather than like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, that's what she did on television. Mm-hmm. It's like, wouldn't that get old? Like, I just, I feel like they missed that moment.
He also may have known who she was, because we see him guess. He could have guessed early on for all we know. Yeah.
Were you surprised that I thought they were going to be accurately guessed by at least one person every time? And then in the Nicole Byer one, no one guessed her.
I guess we're very online. Maybe these people aren't.
No, I thought like that was going to be part of it. Like, even if it was like fed to them, like that they were going to at least like have the ego of the celebrity stroked.
What's the right answer to the genie question, though? Do you say, like, first of all, shouldn't your first one be like a I know you just
I
said
wish
the money
plenty
thing.
Of money.
But like, yeah, if you're like, hey, Hannah Brown, I wish for $10 billion. And then like, I don't even need to wish for you at that point. You'd probably date me if I had $10 billion, right?
You should say that.
Date me for free now.
Yeah.
I wish I had exposure such that I don't have to go on the celebrity dating game.
Some clout.
Yeah.
I asked the genie for clout. And then ideally the third one would be like world peace, but I'd settle for like, you know, maybe like becoming an Olympic athlete or something.
You have to give a stupid answer that makes the audience say either like, it's like a Saved by the Bell, like studio audience of like that gets them to react like, ooh,
was there an audience? That was a question I had.
Maybe not with COVID.
No, it seems like there needed to be an audience, but I didn't. They didn't like pan to the audience at all, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
and I know like only Colbert is coming back recently with an audience, right? So like I don't know where they were at in December with audiences. So that must have been supremely awkward. Like shout out to the terrible man making terrible jokes to an
empty
audience
studio.
Of no one.
Yeah,
like a crew in masks.
Let's talk about then Michael Bolton, because he's there. Doesn't really do much until then. Michael Bolton is going to sing a song, and basically it's going to be a cover of a Michael Bolton song that is going to be like an exact like resume of the person who's on the stage.
Do you think that Bolton had, like, obviously those songs were written for him, but his little interjections, the few that he did have, like, he had the line of the night to me when Bachelor number three, Rob's guy, does the sprinkler.
Yeah.
And Bolton turns to Zoe and just says, I was just so afraid of what the sprinkler was. I thought that was a good line from him. Does he have an earpiece of somebody, like, giving him banter? Or do you think that's all Bolton?
I think it's all Bolton.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
6 out of 10.
Maybe the writers on the show are not, you know, one of them is writing the questions and three of them are helping him write the song. He has been trying to get into improv since the Lonely Island thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's doing a podcast that was announced like 2 years ago. Maybe it got slowed down before.
Michael
Corona
Bolton
was,
podcast.
Yeah, he was. I think it's even like scripted or something weird
scripted
like that.
Scripted Michael Bolton podcast. Who's that for?
Yeah, I don't know. But he is like sort of trying to be in the alt comedy scene. So it's not totally out of character for him. I do think, that is sort of a stroke of genius that he is singing these fun songs. He probably has like a little bit of a middle America reach. I think maybe even more than Zooey. So I do think
who's
that's
more
like,
famous, Zooey or Michael Bolton?
Michael Bolton's more famous than Zooey. Hmm. He's not like it necessarily right now, but yeah, Michael Bolton's way more famous.
I talked to a friend today that I was doing this, and he was like, "What the heck is that?" And I was like, "You know, Michael Bolton and Zooey Deschanel." And he was like, "I don't know who either of those people are." And yeah. I agreed with you. I tried to explain Michael Bolton. I was like, "You definitely know who Michael Bolton is." And then he was like, "Actually, I think I know who Zooey Deschanel is." So, Keith, I don't know if your finger's on the millennial Gen Z pulse.
I understand. But again, network TV is not for 22-year-olds. You know, it's
they
for
22-year-olds.
Yeah.
In their advertising dreams.
Yeah. So Bachelor number three, that he also like, he's not even doing innuendo. He's just like, outright, like coming out with very like suggestive answers to the questions, that he's asked about, if you were the ocean, would your, waves be rough or gentle?
Mm-hmm. He's a scumbag. Bachelor number three is a scumbag.
It is telling that the woman chose him because like he just like was very clearly a douche the whole time. I don't know. It's sending the wrong message to the kids out there.
Yeah. Okay.
Be a douche and you'll get picked.
Yeah. He answered that his waves would be gentle and then rough at the climax. And again, I think we've lost the metaphor here.
Yeah. Everyone, I think the producers were like excited about that maybe, but yeah, Zooey and company were like, whoa, what just happened?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it like he's a little aggressive, this guy. Again, he got picked.
Yeah.
Has he ever read The Lord of the Rings? He claims that that's something he would take with him on a trip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'd take Hannah, his dog, and the Lord of the Rings.
I don't buy it. I don't think most of the
Why would he say that? Why would he make that up?
Because it's like...
Akiva wouldn't pick him if he said, I'm a Lord of the Rings fan.
Yeah, but Akiva's not his target demo. No offense to the Kiev man.
He did his date pizza wine and Netflix is such a winner. Like almost nobody's going to say no to that. So that was like a good answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was gross. It was such a gross delivery. You know, like to say Netflix and chill. Like get out of here.
She liked it.
She did like it.
Yeah, and like look who she got engaged to on The Bachelor.
Like, okay, virgin.
Exactly.
But he also guessed that she was Taylor Swift, which is like, how, like, what do you think? What show are you on that Taylor Swift? Have you ever watched a television show before, like reality TV? Mm-hmm. You think Taylor Swift is on this show? Come on. You're lucky if you got like Taylor Swift's like long lost sister she's never met.
Her assistant, like on Circle.
Absolutely.
And then he was asked, also Bachelor number three, where's the weirdest place you've ever been intimate? And... Mm-hmm. He answers, also a windmill, which Hannah Brown, famously Akiva, I guess, had sex in a windmill multiple times.
Yeah.
And this guy did too, coincidentally?
It's insane, right? It's so specific.
What's like, going on in these windmills?
But he means like a mini golf course, like windmill, like track, like in Jersey. Like this guy's not in like some like Amsterdam hotel.
Okay, so he went to a mini golf course in like East Brunswick, and like
he's
after
down at the
hours.
Shore on the boardwalk, like under like a next to a gorilla, like plastic gorilla. Yeah.
And she had already mentioned it. He did not seem to really know.
Is he lying?
Maybe it's like he's maybe that's his like sort of game mentality. It's like I'm just going to say something that I know she likes and to get attention because it's so specific. Like,
yeah, that's what she likes, Akiva.
Apparently,
it's like the thing she's most famous for. Well,
she said
winning Dancing with the Stars.
I famously got down in a windmill. So I actually thought that was like a good answer for someone who didn't want to give like an ultra. Then he's like, my mom's watching.
Yeah.
How many people do you know who've been in a windmill? Forget about what they
What's
did.
What's inside a windmill?
Stairs.
Is there a bed?
Yeah.
I think it was like, wasn't it their like actual like hotel that she was at, like it was a room.
It was a windmill.
Was it a Wendell or a Wyndham?
It was a Wendell.
Akiva, should he have one-upped her and said that the strangest place that he's been intimate was a solar panel warehouse?
Yeah, I mean, I guess what's the best answer is probably space.
Yeah.
Like if you could say like, you know, you're an astronaut or something. But yeah, that is weird. I would have liked to see everyone else's answers, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like they should have all just said windmill. Like, all right, we can't show that now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She picked him. That was it.
I'm Googling where was Hannah Brown's windmill?
Mm-hmm.
Paging Hallie Strong.
Yeah. Do you think that's like a tourist destination now?
Yeah, I think it was like that's where like they were. Oh, yeah. You can. Here we go. Bustle.com. You can stay at the batch. You can stay at the famous windmill from Hannah and Peter's bachelorette date for less than $100. Road trip. Have an RHAP conference there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think that they like that kind of publicity at the windmill? Or do you think that they have to like put signs up like do not fornicate in the windmill?
No, it was like where they were staying here. Look, it's on Airbnb in Greece. I'm now on Airbnb. The research I do.
Wait, this was in Greece? I thought this was in California.
No. This was when they, you know, the bachelorette in non-COVID times like takes off like day two.
Right. Wait, but if it's less than $100 in like
this was their fantasy suite. It wasn't like
oh, this has to be gross then if it's under $100 though.
It's $56 a night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks not great.
Yeah, it can't be great. I don't know if I would. Yeah.
Hey,
I don't,
four like, times Akiva.
Keep my clothes on.
Oh, here's the deal breaker for the Keevster and for me. The bathroom is not located inside the main area. You must access through exterior stairs one flight below. I don't think it's shared. I just think you have to go outside to go to the bathroom.
An outhouse. Okay.
No carbon monoxide alarm. This is dangerous. A little less romantic.
That's why they did it four times. They were like, all right, I'm not leaving this place.
Good reviews, though. I don't want to
slander. Can you explain, because I didn't watch the show, like... Why did she break up with the guy? Did he break up with her? How their relationship?
Jed.
It was like revealed that he had like, you know how there's always someone on The Bachelor who like people does an exclusive with the girlfriend they left behind to go on the show and like lied to.
Yeah.
She ended up picking that guy who was like embroiled in that scandal. So she gets engaged. Then she comes out to like surprise. He's like a liar. And then that was the end of it. And she tried to get back with the better guy, Tyler. And as comedian Jared Fried puts it, Tyler Cameron was in the best position in the United States at that time because he demonstrated a willingness to commit and then got his heart broken. So now he can do anything he wants and he's still like America's golden boy because he was going to propose and then he got his
heart broken. That's the NFL guy?
No.
Okay. But
that's where you want to be, I think, if you're a contestant on The Bachelorette, is you want to be the guy who proposes or who's interested in proposing but doesn't get picked. Because then Hadid and everything else.
I've been married for like 16 years. I just realized like I know nothing about women. Like what? I don't even like. I don't understand her picking this guy. I don't understand one word Allie just said about being in the best position in America.
I mean, that wasn't even about women. That was about being on The Bachelor.
I guess
you don't. You're just realizing now that you know nothing about women.
Mm-hmm. I live with like many women. I got all these daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nothing. I know nothing. Okay, anyway, Nicole Byer, second episode, Nicole Byer.
Yeah.
One of her guys is a podcast host. I looked up his podcast.
Yeah.
I did too.
I figured like it would be one of the things
about?
Where I think like political issues a lot.
Political issues.
But also he has like other comedians on. He seems to be a guest on a lot of podcasts.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's a good spot if you can get it.
Mm-hmm. But I honestly, because I thought he would have like one episode in 2017, but they would just lie and call him a podcast.
I thought he hasn't done any like of his own since 2020. Is that not accurate? Maybe I found the wrong podcast.
Might be, but I don't know. He has like a pretty active social media presence. But he also comes up with like some of the worst lines in television history.
Now, Allie, a guy whose occupation is podcast host, immediate deal breaker, right?
Do you want to be friends with a podcast host?
I don't want to talk about this.
Now I am like Akiva, happily married, but I do shudder to think if I was on the dating market and then I went out with someone and it's, what do you do for a living? And if I had to actually say the words to a prospective date that I'm a podcast host, I'm pretty sure I would just lie about what I do for a living.
Mm. I'll put it this way. I went on one date with a guy who was a podcast host and I was the problem. not an RHAP podcast host. So yeah. I think I'm an ideal candidate when I'm being normal for a guy who's a podcast co-host, because at least I like get that it could be lucrative for one person, you know, for you.
I mean, when I am with my wife and like people ask like what I do for a living, I feel like the people just look at her and say like, you poor thing.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, but then you know you move and like you build a house and like you're the new hotness in the
I wonder if that's going to be work better or worse in North Carolina.
Probably worse.
Probably
way worse in California. Yeah. People are like, that's like a real job. Mm-hmm. People are striving for.
Sister Nino, Joe Rogan, sure.
Yeah, that my 5-year-old was telling me that he was telling a kid in his class that, do you know that my dad has a podcast? And he said that the kid said to him, yeah, my dad has a podcast too. I was like,
I'm disappointed we didn't get the impression though.
That's funny.
Yeah. I didn't remember his exact quote, so I didn't do it. But anyway, so let's talk about Nicole Byer here. It was fun.
Yeah, she was very good. She's the perfect person on the show because she's famously single. She's going to come on. She's going to handle the comedy, which, like Ali said, Hannah Brown didn't. I just think, like, they're asking for way too much heavy lifting from the guys. These guys were funny, but they were, like, all over the map. They were all, like, there was really no winner. Like, it was almost like she shouldn't have picked anybody. Like, they all sort of, like, put their foot in their mouth big time, especially our friend Walter, the first the podcast co-host.
Is that a reference to the shoe size? Yeah.
He had glittery shoes. He really
size 12 wide.
So Rob, who are you picking in this bunch? Because I think you picked the scumbags. Who are you picking?
Boy, I didn't really have a good feel for any of the guys. Maybe the first or the second guy. I don't know.
What I loved is that guy number two and guy number three got introduced as having real jobs. Like, I'm a recruiter from California and I'm a photographer from Arkansas. But then when they said their own job, they said, I'm a singer and I'm a poet. So it's like they already are like, I'm here for exposure. Pay no attention to my real job and focus on my art.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they said Nate is a recruiter for the DOJ, which I guess seems like a decent job. But on his Instagram, it's all just about singing and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Did any of them promote they were going to be on this show?
All of them. They did. All the fellas promoted big time.
Yeah.
Did Nicole Byer?
No.
No. Hannah Brown dropped like one Instagram story in a stretch of a bunch about it. I don't believe Nicole Byer mentioned it on any medium, but I could be wrong.
How are they not getting that into the contract that you have to do like a mandatory promo?
I mean, I guess like they're you know.
How about Zooey Deschanel? Really, is she promoting?
Unlike Tyler Cameron. Yes, I think Zooey is. I think Zooey's promoting because, well, first of all, Michael Bolton's profile picture is him and Zooey. So he's like really promoting. Can we do age game Michael Bolton?
How old is Michael Bolton?
72.
No, I think he's younger than that. I'll say he's 64.
Okay, you guys are both in the middle. You met each other in the middle. It's 68.
68. Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, Zooey.
He doesn't look a day older, 72.
He sounds great.
I mean, he's been around for a minute. I mean, in Office Space, which was from, 2000, that's like he's like been around long enough.
Yeah, he's like washed in Office Space. I think that really like brought him back, just mentioning him in Office.
I mean, I stand by thinking he was one of the best parts of the show. Like, I don't mean to be like a hater.
And, you know, he's got it singing-wise, Michael Bolton.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, if I was a fan, I would go to a Michael Bolton concert.
One of the other best lines was Nicole Byer being like, Bachelor number one, I'm beautiful. I just wanted you to know. Bachelor number two just like moves right on. I thought she had fun with it. And I'm a big Nicole Byer fan, although I don't watch Nailed It. So it's like fun to be able. It's like when people say like, oh, Allie, I love you when you talk to Rob, but I don't watch the challenge. So I don't listen to your podcast. That's me with Nicole Byer. Like, I don't consume any of her content, but when I see her, I enjoy her.
Yeah.
I feel that way about The Rock. I've never seen a movie with The Rock.
You haven't seen one movie with The Rock.
We've gone over this.
Wait, you missed the earthquake movie? I saw that in IMAX.
Yeah, no, I definitely missed that one.
What was that called? What's the, you know, one of the fault lines and where
San Andreas. Yeah, him like jump in the helicopter. I did miss that one.
Yeah.
Although my kids do watch Jumanji.
How about this? Who's your ideal guest that would be on this show?
If I'm a producer on this show?
No, you're Akiva.
A viewer.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm a
viewer.
You
don't work for ABC, Akiva.
Okay, no, why? Because I answered Bill Simmons already. Like, as a viewer, I think Jennifer Aniston is the ideal one.
Oh.
Because she's like unlucky in love.
So and sad.
How funny would it be if like this is where she met her husband on like a show where you're not even supposed to like go out with them afterwards?
Can I push back on the narrative that dating like some of the hottest men in Hollywood over the course of your life makes you unlucky in love just because you don't get married for 16 years, Akiva? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but that's the narrative. I'll say this. First of all, like, do you think one of the winners asked like Nicole or Hannah Brown for her phone number and like a publicist got in the way? Like, do you think they got any sort of contact with them?
I think they are quickly ushered off stage. Although, look at this. Like, again, the scumbag she picks, like, goes around Nicole to be next to Zoe at the end. Did you notice this? They're, like, dancing at the end, and he's next to Nicole, and he just, like, shimmies around and ends up next to Zoe. I was like, already this guy sucks.
Yeah, that guy, I mean, they both picked the douchiest guy.
Yeah, I mean, Nicole didn't have much better guys. There was no Vishal. There was no standout.
Mm-hmm. So is this going to stay in the post-Bachelorette time slot, Akiva?
I think it's sticking there. Allie, do you want to talk about who the next guests are?
I don't even know who the next guests are.
Oh, I thought you wanted to. I think Carson Kressley is coming up next.
Okay.
I think they have Rashad Jennings, maybe, who was like not a very good NFL player, but has the world's best agent, because I believe he was also on Dancing with the Stars, even though he was like the 300th most famous player in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's pretty random who they're having. They're having a couple older celebrities.
Well, they have who's the guy who's always on these kinds of things.
I mean, the show's fake. Like, they could have married people on every episode, and it would be fine. They shouldn't limit it to single people.
Yeah, I think that would make it more exciting if they had married people on.
Could you pitch this to Nicole, Rob? Could you be like, I got a great opportunity to go on the dating game?
I think she would not. I actually think that she would not allow it. I think she would not let me be on this show.
I think that's more to protect your image. I think she's a good like barometer.
Would never let me on the show.
No, I mean, this would be a huge like that. This would be a major get if I could be on the show. She would not. She just would not like the idea that I'm.
Mara would want it to be you on the show if it were real. Only if there was a chance that you'd be taken off her hands.
That's true.
Yeah.
What? Wait, but in your scenario, Rob, are you the celebrity or are you one of the three douches trying
to get
there?
Well, I don't think I would go on it to be the one of the bachelors.
You'd be very good. You'd be very good with the quick answers, I think. You'd be good. You'd be a perfect get for the show.
Should we do it on Renap? Should you do an episode where you mock this out and see who would be the better?
I think Akiva should be the bachelorette, and then his podcast co-host should be the three people are answering the questions.
I've been pitching the Akiva trivia game Rob and I.
I think we're all on board. I think we can't agree on where it should go.
We're in a standoff.
It should be a three-part episode, and each podcast gets a part.
It's not an NGOG thing. So I just think, between Renap and NGOG, that 32 fans is neutral ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's like us meeting at an unrelated venue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kids having like a save, like home base. And
That's fine.
But Rob's ego is getting in the way, and it must be on Renap.
I would do it on 32 fans.
Has Chester even agreed to this?
Imagine Chester turning this down. Ranking peanut butter and jelly like condiments? Like what? Come on,
Hannah Brown's not going to listen.
We ranked airport codes this week. So
yeah.
It could only go down.
What were the dirty words? Can you say them? I heard this when I was listening to the plugs.
They were. I can't. This is a family show. I could send them.
Like, give me one. Give me one benign one.
But
I think butt was one of them.
with one T.
Rob, did you make it through the whole episode?
No, I turned it off after 5 minutes. That, oh, yeah. By the way, like a lot of times, like I will listen to like a 32 fans episode when I'm getting ready for bed. But now I share a bathroom with my wife, so she is not going to tolerate overhearing any 32 fans content.
No way. Although you Rob likes our ads. I think people now fast forward to that to the ads.
Did you say the content they wanted you to say, Kiva?
We can't even talk about that on the show.
Okay. It'll be like, all right. So now we have a 32 fans.
Put it on the wheel.
Akiva.
Yeah.
Does that show even have a wheel? Can we talk about their guesses for a second also?
Sure.
Like first of all, the show is very annoying. Like they make them make guesses. Like, I don't know. They could just say, I don't know. Like they're guessing Rashida Jones for Nicole Byer. Taylor Tomlinson, Anna Kendricks was the funniest guest of the night.
Do you know, Akiva, since your finger is on the pulse of youth and celebrity culture, mm-hmm. do you know who Snow Allegra is, which is who Bachelor number two guesses she is in the first round of guesses?
The name sounded familiar, but to me it was like, oh, I don't really know who that.
Oh, yeah, the name sounded familiar. Get out of here. She's a Swedish singer. And I watched a clip because, again, Nicole Byer has a very distinct voice and laugh.
Yeah.
She could not sound less like this woman. Like, I watched a YouTube interview she did on MTV. She's like has a Swedish accent or some kind of accent.
Akiva only cares about Olivia Rodrigo.
You and Missy.
Do you even know who Olivia Rodrigo is?
Yeah, Missy's a big Olivia Rodrigo fan.
No, you know what? I don't know Snow Allegra. Looking at her now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm shocked.
Like a wild spelling.
But I think the guessing should only happen at the end. At the end of round three, they should issue a guess. I don't mind the wild guessing, but we shouldn't be cutting to it every 5 seconds.
But yeah, and they could have edited it out also. But again, like Rob said, they're trying to do a Masked Singer thing, but we know.
I think the show would be better if we didn't know who the celebrity is. Because then you would stick around to the end of the episode and want to say, like, well, absolutely. Okay, I guess I got to find out who this is.
I don't mind that we know. And then that's like, that's how outrageous the guessing is like, wow, you thought it was Rashida Jones after Michael Bolton just saying, it's Nicole Byer.
Mm-hmm.
And what if someone guessed right away? Like, is that the end of the show?
Well, they would just put it at the end like Vishal did. But can I ask a question? We asked what was the right answer to the genie question. What was the right answer to if I was a frozen pizza, how would you get me hot?
Yeah, that's a rough question to have to answer.
I think it's going to start with the preheating. It's all about the preheating.
Yeah, you would be a great contestant.
Preheat and then you have to grease the pan.
Ding.
Is the bell here?
I liked when Nicole Byer said, okay, we have 10 kids. What are the names of all the 10 kids?
You're really asking them to do a lot of heavy lifting with it. Mm-hmm. It's a funny question, but you're not going to get like, yeah, he runs out of names after four.
Smiley, he got to.
Smiley. Then she's like, what about Zoe and Michael? He's like, nah, those are boring.
I liked that though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think Rob just demonstrated the perfect thing. And the problem with the show is like the best answers are less than 10 words. Like, how would you warm me up? It's all about the preheat. That mm-hmm. is hilarious. Maybe mm-hmm. the grease the pan thing. And you're out. So you have to ask 35 questions to get 30 minutes of content out of these one mm-hmm. one word answers. So it definitely needs a Kiwi tweak.
Yeah, I think we could fix the show in no time if they would let us do
Bring us in for season two.
Is this getting a season two? No. This is a COVID show.
The thing is, it got good numbers.
Well, Akiva says you can't trust it until next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see a second week of ratings. And this is I think they put their best foot forward first. Like, I think these were their two best episodes. There's going to be one that was like the first one aired that's a complete cluster F that was like a mess.
Mm-hmm. I can't emphasize enough. The Hannah Brown one is not. It's exactly what Rob said. It's the lead into The Bachelorette. I think she's probably going to go down as one of the worst episodes. I think Nicole probably, you're right, is the best one. I think Carson
TV-wise, like, they thought she would be their biggest number because she's a Bachelor.
Well, you know, that's what Rob said. It was, the lead-in show. But then Carson Kressley is going to be very funny. This is what he does on RuPaul's Drag Race. He does the one-liners at the judging table. He's going to be good. And then they have Iggy Azalea, who's going to be a complete disaster. Like, yeah. I don't understand how she's going to be doing this.
Okay.
Can't wait. I'll watch. It's in my DVR. Already is going to record it. So.
Do you actually have a DVR?
I have YouTube TV that adds it to my library. Yeah.
What about celebrity newlywed game? Could we get real celebrity couples?
Who wants to divulge that kind of information, though?
But you'd be on TV.
So then it's like the quality of celebrity. Like, yeah, I almost think you're getting like you get
bachelor
less
contestants, even. You're not even getting the bachelorette people.
Yeah. I mean,
do you get Zooey in the Property Brother?
No chance.
Probably not. But I think you'd get whatever sort of like the people that go on all these like housewives type shows and their spouse.
Or like Chip Clout and Joanna Chasers. Gaines. Are they still together? Like a HGTV couple that's not Zooey.
Sure. I mean, it's the format is the star more than you're going to get like big draw. Like you get like an athlete and his wife.
Now, do you think that Nicole would do that with you?
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I would look forward to her seeing like her hitting you with the card.
Yeah.
Like, that's fun.
Yeah. I mean, that's always fun when the couples fight. Like, I feel like that's a tried and true format. I mean, did anybody ever care about the newlywed game after like 1968?
You mean the dating game?
Whatever. Yeah.
I think I remember watching it because I was like young. So it was like, ooh, dating. But no, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's all terrible.
I mean, it's only been just like a format in like SNL spoofs for like 20 years.
Right. This is like an SNL format at this point.
That's what Kyle Picard said. It seemed like an SNL like sketch, the whole episode, the whole show. And it did kind of.
And it went on way too long. Yeah.
I think they need to let Zooey lean more into making fun of everyone for being there. Like the fact that you said she seemed like she didn't want to be there, unsurprisingly, that's like what I responded to is that she was like, yeah, this is stupid. We know. Mm-hmm. Let's go get some ice cream. I love that.
Yeah, imagine if the host took it seriously.
Yeah, exactly. And she sends them off with like, go backstage and get some ice cream. I liked that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else? Celebrity dating game?
I'm withering on the vine here.
Okay.
This was fun.
This was fun. This was so nice to get to catch up. What a week it's going to be with the hosts of the Challenge Wrap Up, because we got to have Allie here with us, Akiva. And then this weekend, Brian Cohen
is going to talk himself.
One Bus Tree Hill with route. Us on Robin and Akiva Need a Podcast.
Yeah, very he's exciting. A scab. No, just kidding. I support Brian in all things. He's very excited for it. It'll be great.
Season 3, episode 7 of One Tree Hill.
Have we confirmed you for season 3, episode 7 of New Girl on NGOG? Has Akiva asked you about that?
I have you, Akiva?
No, I think it's implied. I think
he doesn't like to bother you.
Okay, I would love to do it. I feel like it's an honor to be asked.
It'll be like 2 years from now.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, it's future Robbie's problem. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's fine. Do I have to binge the entire series to that point?
No, absolutely not. You just show up.
Okay.
We have no standards.
Yeah. No, I would love that.
Yeah, we get asked sometimes to be on season 3, episode 7s.
Sometimes.
Who's asking you, Akiva, to be on season 3 episodes?
Well, I'm like a come with guy. They're asking Rob. When he says, like, we got a who texted us recently? I'm trying to think. It was like, all right, they want Rob, but they'll take me.
That's not true.
I didn't mean that in a bad way. I meant like, who's asking? I didn't mean like,
I don't know. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Time check 4:30 a.m.
Okay.
By the way, big week. We had, like Ali said, we had Puya on NGOG this week. We just taped that. We're doing a double header. I don't think you've ever done this before, Rob, but we did two podcasts, and you might be sitting down, in a row. Like, we did
we're on a Zoom call. You're looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you sitting down? Well, I actually haven't been looking at you guys.
I'm not lying down.
Bit,
yeah.
Rob. He's doing a bit.
Okay.
Hold you on. Know, you Let could ask you. Brian Cohen about this. Brian Cohen reportedly podcasts from bed frequently. And
Rob,
if you have any
Rob's
wonder,
gonna send that an HR letter. He's gonna send that a sternly written HR letter.
I don't think you can project. Yeah.
So call him out on Renap.
I we'll make
he's
sure
he's lying down talking about One Tree Hill. I'm gonna hang up the Zoom call.
That's right.
Go right to the mailbag.
If he has to be on video. No, if he has to be on video, he's not gonna be dead.
Yeah.
No, I don't think we're not usually on video. But yeah, I think
Can you turn your video on so I could see if you're upright or not?
Yeah, come
I'm
on,
sitting up.
Ambush, ambush, right now. Do it. Prove it.
Yeah, we have Puya and GOG.
He's fully lying down.
I'm sitting. I have nothing to lie
Picture
down.
Didn't
in.
Happen.
I'm
a, video
I'm on
didn't
a swivel
happen.
Chair. I'll take mm-hmm. a
video. It didn't happen.
I'll take a video.
I'm on a swivel chair. Do spins and tell us how many spins.
I will do spins. I will do
You sure you still want to come on NGOG, Rob?
Yeah,
what, you hear me that, spinning? I'm spinning.
If we're going to do a chair check for Akiva.
I'm spinning.
Okay. All right, so what were we saying?
I did 32 fans this week. I don't know.
Are you doing plugs? Are you doing plugs?
No, you were in the middle plugs. Of the story.
He was doing plugs. Puya was on. This is him doing plugs.
Okay.
Yeah. It's late.
You did two podcasts in a row. Plugs. Yeah.
We did two podcasts in a row. You've never done it, but I highly recommend it.
I don't
back
like it.
Back to back and belly to belly.
Yeah.
I think the...
Belly to belly.
Ask Brian Cohen about that saying. He'll tell you.
I'm not asking him. He's lying down. I'm like, what's belly to belly?
Yankees
I'm not interested
thing.
In asking about that.
It's whatever.
You shouldn't
Rob,
be
you know
quoting
what that
the
is,
Yankees.
Right?
Yeah.
That is true. I shouldn't be quoting the Yankees. I tell my kids, like, because my kids are trying to troll me and not be Met fans these days. And of course,
Yosef's doing it too?
So I like tell them horrible things about the Yankees, like that they rob banks, like all these things to try and scare them off. But it doesn't really work. But a listener sent me Mets bobbleheads, and now they just play with the Mets bobbleheads. So like that sort of maybe saved them for.
Akiva gets a lot of fan gifts.
Swag. People
just
love
give
them.
People your address. They'll send it to you.
No, you give people my address,
I did.
And I don't
I did
love
give
it.
Someone Ali's address, but I won't do that again.
No,
tell them to stop coming to your house and knocking on your door. How about this?
Right. Akiva, we don't have to break the record here tonight. I think.
Okay.
We're going for the record?
What record? What record?
All right.
Best podcast ever? We said it already.
Yes. Okay.
I got nothing else.
You said Rob, and then you said nothing else.
All right, Rob, thank you so
I'm
much.
I'm trying to keep my
Rob,
train of thought.
Okay. Thank
here.
You so much for having us. If people.
Yes.
Like,
oh, I know what I want
yes,
to
do. Yes. What?
I was trying to get out, Akiva.
Yeah, forget. I'll let you get out.
Well, you brought something up. Yeah.
I'm complaining in like 11 hours. I have to be in a wedding and they're taking pictures
of me.
All
right, but then just say
there's
what you had to say what you're going to say.
There's no indoors. It's all outdoors. So I'm just going to be baking for like 2 hours while taking pictures.
No, damn. I bake. You don't.
I bake, baby. I'm going to be so schwitzy. Like, I really should bring a second suit. But there's nowhere to change.
Yeah,
I guess there's
like
that bathroom.
First
in
bachelor. but what were you gonna say?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I think that's what he was gonna say.
You said my name, like you were gonna tell me something important, and then you digress.
I think I was gonna ask you something about weddings, but I forgot that.
Rob, you know this part of Akiva. This is late night Akiva. We gotta cut him off.
Okay.
Rob, this was great. Thank you for letting us come on.
Yeah.
If people like me and Akiva talking. Sometimes about a show Zooey's on, but mostly about other stuff like we did tonight about this show.
Yeah.
You can check out New Girl, Old Guy. We are on season 2, episode 15. We just are going to drop that on Wednesday. You could go to anchor.fm/newgirlOldGuy and check it out. Jump in at any time. Apparently, you don't have to even have watched New Girl. People just listen to us talking about Jewish life.
And I haven't watched The New Girl.
Yeah, he doesn't really listen to them, but it's nice of you to say.
My podcast listening is way down.
Me too. I don't ask you to listen.
Across the board, not just you guys.
No, I'm same.
Yeah.
You think it's going to spike, though? I think people are going back to work. Like, I think around September, podcasts are going to be huge.
People will be back in school.
No, I've just been like so busy. I've been like, I think I've listened to maybe like an hour or two of podcasts in the last week.
Down from
20 to 30 hours a week of podcasts.
The other thing I have to plug is Brian Cohn and I celebrated our 7th anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we celebrated our 7th anniversary.
Yep. And we did a really fun podcast that people who listened to it enjoyed, and people who didn't listen to it are dead to me. So you could check that out at robswebsite.com/challengeitunes. It's our latest drop.
Yeah.
Rob, can you rank the June 8th, 2014 crew? That's me, Allie, and Brian.
Well, have Brian and Allie done more podcasts together? I guess it's an off-season.
Done more podcasts than me?
Yeah.
I got 3.5.
Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway, so thanks, Rob, for doing this. This was fun, and I'm sorry you had to watch the show.
No, this was great. This was a lot of fun to get together, and thank you both for spending some time with me here tonight. And thanks to anybody who listened to us talk about this wacky show for an hour and 20 minutes.
We will forget that this podcast, like the television show, ever happened within 6 weeks.
Yeah.
We will not remember. Like, someone will be like, hey, do you remember we did a podcast about Celebrity Dating Game?
No.
And I will say, I do not remember the show, and I'm pretty sure you're making it up.
But we were here.
I remember this.
It happened. It happened, and you heard it. You were here, everybody. All right. Check out everything else we have going on over at robhasawebsite.com. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.